Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. So, 2 days in a row, going for overtime and time and a half, et cetera, et cetera. Carroll County, West Georgia Council on Aging. The annual Thanksgiving Fellowship is coming up this Thursday. And we're excited about it, even so much that we have Sandra Morris in studio. She's a board member with the West Georgia Council on Aging, and she's going to tell us something about coming up this Thursday. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. It's number 47.
47?
Yes. Can you believe it? We've been doing this for 47 years.
Were you there in the beginning?
I was there at every event they've had.
Really?
Three per year, and all during the years, too.
Okay, I'll get the calculator out and figure out how old you are.
Well, I was only three when it started.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
That's good. Yeah, you were... early beginner in all of this. Well, that's kind of weird. You know, that's kind of funny in a way. I mean, you started at 3 years old, and now here you are serving seniors.
That's exactly right. I've become one.
Have you really? What
I
is
really
what
have.
Is the age for officially, legally, morally to be a senior?
Well, 55 and up, because a lot of people are retiring early. You know, basically, if you're bringing someone, you come on. If you're the caregiver for someone, we don't really ID anybody other than children. This is an event just for senior adults or for older people, so we don't want kids underfoot when they're dancing and carrying on. So.
I love that phrase, underfoot.
That's right, That's yeah.
Kids underfoot.
Yeah, but it's going to be a fun event. I'm excited. The rain's going to stop. It's going to be cooler.
Beautiful weather.
But beautiful.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good temperature to get up and dance and visit with your friends. It's turkey weather.
Okay, and it's called the Annual Thanksgiving Fellowship. It's open to all senior citizens in the West Georgia area. Well, how do you define the West Georgia area? Harrison
well, if you can hear me, you can come on. And you cover a lot of ground. I know we have people from Alabama. We have them from Douglasville, Troop, LaGrange. If you can hear us, you can come. So,
okay.
West Georgia has changed a lot in the last 47 years.
Well, we have apps now and streaming. So, you know, if you're South Florida, you're welcome.
That's exactly okay, right. If you can get it. Here by 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, come
Fly
on.
Fly in from Belize, you're welcome to come. Okay.
And, of course, George Britt's going to be there. He has his own following. We all love George. And thank you, George, for taking time to come and play for us.
George's been doing this a long time, too.
Yes, he has.
Good 20
He's turned
years.
Into a senior, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
We'll ask him on Thursday. Tell us, you know, 47 years is incredible. I mean, you know, very few things go that long. What was the inspiration for it in the beginning?
Well, in the beginning, it was a very small group of people, and 47 years ago, we did not have senior centers. We didn't have anything for grandma to do other than keep grandchildren and sit at home and cook and clean and wait on her husband to come home. But, you know, things have changed. People get out and go and do. And so Angie Cook, who was, I believe she was some type of director at the West Georgia Regional Library, held a meeting, and my boss, Sam Stovall from the Housing Authority, sent me. And he said, you go find out what they're going to do and help them. And so that's how it started. The first event we held in October, and it was at some building in Villarica. I don't remember where it was. It was a dark, dreary-looking place, but we had 75 people there. And we were thrilled to death to have 75 people.
On the first one?
At the first one.
That's crazy.
I mean, well, you think about 47 years ago. That was, people
That's
didn't
huge.
Gather like they do now.
Yeah, I know. That's
and
amazing.
So we immediately just kept planning. But our mission actually is to keep finding out what the unmet needs are for our region. And, you know, our mission isn't really the social thing, but it is our biggest draw. And it's the best way we can advertise the different resources. Because at this event Thursday, we're going to have 20 tables around the room with various vendors who supply things or services for the elderly. So if you're a business out there and you serve the elderly community, you need to call me today. I still have a couple of spots available. It's a very reasonable sponsorship. But Randy Sanders Insurance in Bremen, everybody pretty much knows who Randy is. He's one of the big authorities on insurance, and he's been a great sponsor. He knows more about insurance than anybody I know.
I think it's kind of funny. I think he's been doing it 47 years.
I think he has too. Randy and I have grown old together. We certainly have. But he is a great, great person. And, you know, insurance changed this year or for next year. So you need to call him quick if you've got Medicare. You know, Laura Glenn at Carrollton, that's where I'm actually employed. They're a sponsor this year for the whole year. They provide independent living apartments, they provide assisted living, and memory care. So if you've got a loved one that's needing to make a change, give me a call. I'll schedule a tour in a heartbeat for you. You can come have lunch with us, have dinner with us, come see what we're doing, because we provide wonderful care there. We've got the best residents in the West Georgia area. And then, of course, we've got our old sponsors. I couldn't say a word about the Council on Aging without thanking Terry Langley. Terry Langley is our sheriff, and he is a great sponsor, a great dancer. He's a great entertainer. He's just a great person. So they have supported us in lots of ways. We actually have a raffle that we're selling tickets for. You know, we don't charge you for lunch. So when you come in the door, if you want to buy a raffle ticket, I hope we have them all sold before then. A Thanksgiving lunch is not cheap, so we're selling raffle tickets for $5. And Sit and Sleep is donating a Lazy Boy recliner. The Barn Store is donating a handgun. And Morris Auto Sales is donating a $100 bill. So for $5, you can get three chances to win. And it will be given away at noon, the day of the event, which is day after tomorrow. So please call me if you need a ticket. Tanya at the Senior Center in Carrollton. Lisa at the Senior Center in Villa Rica. Call me. We'll get you a ticket, because all the money that we raise is spent on seniors. And we've got lots of nonprofits, so everybody's competing for that dollar.
Okay, so the door is open at 9 o'clock, and the event really gets going about 10. Is that right?
That's correct. And we've got our veterans coming. The American Legion's going to present the colors. So all you veterans, we want to see you. Wear your red, white, and blue so I'll know to recognize you.
Okay, and we haven't mentioned the location. It's the Carroll County Recreation Center, right?
That's correct. It's
how would you describe for people how to get there?
Well, if you know where the sheriff's department is, the big ugly jail, that's on the corner. Go like you're going to Noonan, go the roundabout, and then take your first right, go into the recreation complex, and the gym is on your right.
Okay, so is this the first year there? Or we?
No, we have been flip-flopping. We've been at the city jail, the city rec department and the county. It's just a way to pull
Why
in.
Why do you flip-flop?
Well, this event, we're going to be at the county in February, which is another big event. We will be at the city gym. Okay. Over on COVID had a lot to do with it.
Oh,
we're not
going
to go there, forget it. But it's a way to pull in, to let everybody provide a place for us. And the gyms are identical in size, so there's plenty of room, there's plenty of parking. And I could say we're just trying to confuse everybody, but...
Well, you're confusing me, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, you and I are easily confused.
Yeah, I got
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have that in common. But the big thing is thank you to everybody. This event takes so many people. Gradic Communications, I can't say enough about Steve.
Oh, you probably can.
He's been one of those folks that I don't thank enough. His staff is wonderful.
Well,
Michael Vincent, who has put up with me running in the door to do this.
Now, that's where the kudos go, yeah, Michael Vincent.
Right.
Yeah.
Michael has done a great job. I always enjoyed seeing Mitch Gray, and I still miss Mitch, and I know a lot of y'all do. But he always told me he was going to dance with me at one of the events, but we never made it, so that's all right. I don't have time to dance anyway.
Right.
But we got lots of people. All the senior centers, I must thank them. They bring their seniors. They do so much. The Temple FFA Club, that's another group. They just work, and thank you to Mr. Cherry, who is their sponsor. He brings students to work. He does all kind of things. I could tell you lots of great stories about the Temple High School kids, because they are a really great bunch. Jim Carter actually started donating Lazy Boy recliners many years ago when we were younger, and he was with Sit and Sleep, and the company continues to do that. So we tried to figure out one time how many chairs he had donated, but all the clubs help us. The Kiwanis helps, or Sertoma, the Morning Dawnbreaker Rotary Club, the Noon Rotary Club. West Georgia Cardiology will be our big sponsor for the February event, and we'll talk about that later. But Tanner Health System is providing the water for us this event, and Michelle Morgan is providing all the coffee and fixings. So if you're a coffee drinker, we're going to have coffee for this event.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Tanner, so why don't we take a break here from Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. We'll be back with more with Sandra Morris.
Consider the Mobius Strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back. We got Sandra Morris in the studio. I got a question. So what inspired you? I mean, you've pretty much dedicated your life to the service of the seniors. What inspired you to do that?
Well, I grew up in Bremen, in the city limits of Bremen. And the first job I ever had, I grew up next to my grandparents. It was my dad's mom and dad. And I'm one of three children, and of course I'm the baby. I'm spoiled, and everybody knows it, and I'm used to having my way.
Yeah.
But you know that. But anyway, the first job I ever had, my granddaddy felt like and he was a veteran. He was disabled. He wasn't able to do a lot, and there's another story about what he did do. We won't go there. But one of the things he did, the waterworks was down the road from my house where I lived, and granddaddy. We had cows and everything because it was a farm, 13 acres in the city. But my granddaddy said, okay, we're going to build worm beds. So he did. In the front yard, you know, of the house, he built these little boxes and we had worms. And I actually worked the worm beds and I'd cup the worms and people would buy worms from us. You know, most of the people then that were fishing were older people. You know, there were a lot of older people in the community. I'm Baptist, so I was in church a lot, and a lot of older people spent time with me. I had a couple of uncles, Uncle Johnny and Uncle Horace, that really put a lot into me, you know. Every Sunday afternoon, we would go to my other grandparents' house, Daddy Tom and Grandma, you know, and I spent time with them. And you get a lot out of that. I don't know why, but I just sort of fell in love with caring for people. And we had some mentally disturbed people living on our road, like everybody does. And there weren't services for them at that time. So the community sort of, you know, spent time with them and did things. But I actually, in 1973, I went to work at the Housing Authority. We had two elderly complexes, Elder Circle and Alabama Circle. And my office was actually at Elder Circle. And I just fell in love with those people. You know, many of them didn't have family to do for them. They needed things. That's where I learned to write grants. HUD would give you tons of money to build buildings or renovate buildings, but they wouldn't give you money to do things that they needed, resources. So everybody knows Carroll County's the best. If you need something and you're here, we will find it. I mean, if you really need it, West Georgia will find that for you. So it just became a part of me. I stayed at the Housing Authority 36 years, spent time at a lot of senior centers, and helped build the Carrollton building there through a block grant. A lot of people poured into me. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a lot. Sam Stovall was a great boss to me, and Bill Traylor was just absolutely the best. You know, he gave me the opportunity to learn how to hunt money and apply for it. I'm not a self-made person. Mm-hmm. I just feel like God gave me some abilities and I need to use them.
And also it's almost like an unseen army of people in the community that take care of the elderly. Yeah. And that they don't get a lot of recognition. You don't really see them because they're busy taking care of the elderly. is that true?
That's exactly true. And people laugh at me sometimes because, you know, when I was at the Housing Authority, I had a bunch of older friends. When I was at Carrollton Club 9 years, I still go do things for some of those folks, you know. At church, we have senior groups. And Laddie Carter's another example, how she wraps herself around the homeless people. People just get attached to different passions. I guess you'd call it a passion. My husband and I are both seniors now. And you know, people laugh at us and say, well, when are you going to retire? And I said, well, if I ever get old enough.
Yeah, so, I get that question every day.
Why do you want to retire? Keep doing something.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that is really buffaloed me right now is dementia. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more and more of that where I work. We have a wonderful memory care facility. But some of the most intelligent people, the smartest people, the most successful business people I've ever seen have developed dementia, mm-hmm. or Alzheimer's. Dementia is a big word. There are 70 different types of dementia.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's is just one. That's the most famous or most known about, I guess.
Well, that's a perfect way to kind of segue back into talking about the annual Thanksgiving Fellowship, because when you talk about dementia, more and more you find out that the more socialization someone has in their latter years, the less likely they are to have dementia. So Thursday, the 21st, this week, is it this week?
Yes, day after tomorrow.
Oh,
you better be there.
Oh, my Lord. Basically, socialization, being able, you know, there's nothing more debilitating than sitting at home alone doing nothing except eating and taking naps.
And watching TV, which is not real.
Right.
If you think TV is real, you better wake up.
Yeah, and if you're going to spend your life on your cell phone, then you've got another problem too. Yeah. But I had to throw that in. But it isn't so Thursday is an opportunity, and I would assume for a lot of the people that attend, they may not have family or friends, or all their friends have passed away, et cetera, et cetera. So this may be their entire Thanksgiving.
That's exactly right. And so many of these people look forward to it. They call me. Some of them text me. They make sure that we're still going to have it. But COVID taught us a lot about isolation. Isolation is not good for you. You cannot spend your whole day at home talking to the cat or watching TV and expect to have a good life.
And that brings us back to dementia, because you're physically deteriorate, but mentally deteriorate too. Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of things you can do to help. You can stay busy. You can do puzzles, exercise, eat good. Talk to your doctor about your medicine. So many medicines, when you start mixing them up, are not good for you. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you, be careful when you start mixing all these meds. More than one doctor, to them. Tell them what you're doing.
And then if you don't really have any caregivers to help you, then you start messing up your mixing of the meds, if you will. All right, you mentioned food. What kind of food can we expect Thursday?
Woo, we are going to have Josh McCorsley's turkey and dressing.
Are you serious?
And cranberry sauce, gravy. A roll, and green beans. Josh has the best green beans in the world.
How'd you pull that off?
Well, he did it last year, too.
Okay, good.
Josh is another person that you can't say enough thank yous to.
Uh-huh.
You know, people say, he's so expensive. but he's not. Food is terribly expensive. Labor is expensive. Josh's food is wonderful. And Josh gives so much to the communities, the schools.
Yeah.
You just don't know how thankful we need to be for having a business like Josh's. It's too late to order Thanksgiving from him, though, I think. So, and he makes the best cheesecake in the world.
How many people do you expect?
Well, we've ordered lunch for 800 people.
800 people?
And I think, unless the weather goes wacky, we'll have 800.
The weather's going to be good.
Yeah,
it's
I think so. But, you know, we got to, some of these folks watch the weather and news and, you know.
Well, I'm watching the weather and, it's going
to
be fine.
But you're used to being out every day. Some of these grandmas aren't.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have a good turnout.
What about transportation? Someone doesn't have transportation.
Some of the senior centers are providing it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure about Carroll County, if they're doing anything. If you had called ahead, and it's probably not too late to call the transportation system if you need a ride.
Right, or call Michelle Morgan.
Now, I'm not going to do that.
I just said it.
Oh, you know, I could put some rocking chairs in the back of my truck, but most folks wouldn't ride with me anyway.
But
make plans to be there. Talk to your churches. We've got several church groups that do provide some transportation. And that's another story about driving. Everybody knows that. But it's just something you don't want to miss. And the other thing, volunteer. Offer to do something for somebody, not just for this event. Pick you a day during the month, the third Wednesday, and go call bingo at Laura Glenn. Go to Brookdale. Go to the Birches. I don't care where you go. Go to the church and volunteer to answer the phone. But stay busy. Keep your mind working.
Well, beyond that, if you've got an elderly family member, go visit them.
That's exactly right. Go visit. Call them. If you're at work and you take a break, call grandma.
Because grandma may, not have seen you for 3 months, and just a 5-minute phone call can mean the world to her.
That's exactly right. And the world has changed. So many children don't live close by. So many grandchildren don't live close by. There is nothing in the world that makes my day any better than a call from Nashville. I've got a grandson up there. I've got a granddaughter in Jacksonville, Alabama. And it makes my day when they call. I'm going to drop what I'm doing and answer the phone if they call. And this is like everybody else. We love those children and grandchildren. So take some time to spend with them.
Our guest this morning is Sandra Morris, West Georgia Council on Aging. The annual Thanksgiving Fellowship is day after tomorrow. Doors open at 9. It's at the Carroll County Recreation Center, 1201 Noonan Road, just down the street from the Big Ugly Jail, with all due respect to Sheriff Langley. And we'll be back with more after this.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host. We've got Sandra Morris in studio. The fireworks are going off. And West Georgia Council on Aging, Thanksgiving Fellowship, day after tomorrow, 9 a.m., George Brett Band. And so they're going to be performing. Josh is bringing the amazing food. We're going to have an estimated 800 in attendance. You need to be a senior. And Terry Langley will be dancing. You ought to come see that, as they say, before the Trump dance, there was a Langley dance. So, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, he started it all. That's where it came from. We've talked about, I think, a lot of it, but now you've also got some support of the civic clubs, right?
Sure. We can't do this alone. I mean, we are a very small group, and we're ever-changing. There are very few people. I'm the only original member of the original group still hanging on. But the senior centers do a lot. But we do depend on civic clubs. Kiwanis in May, which is the first Thursday in May, will provide the lunch for us that day, the big part. They'll do all the hamburgers. They'll come and cook and entertain. And then in February, Dr. Charlie Rouse with West Georgia Cardiology provides Chick-fil-A biscuits or sandwiches. We haven't gotten that far yet. And he's a big supporter. He and his wife, Deidre, are just jewels in the community. The Sertoma Club donates funds to help us, and a lot of them are also seniors. But the two Carrollton Rotary Clubs have taken a big step to help the elderly, especially in the dementia role. Last year, we got a huge grant, and were able to provide lots of training and actually resources for people with dementia in several locations. This year, we're going to be doing an education program where we're going to educate public safety. That would be the police, the sheriff, firemen, really anybody that wants to come. And this is a grant that we're going to have a professional come in, train them how to identify a person with dementia. You can't look at me and tell that I may have dementia. And they sometimes will stop someone, and they might think they're under the influence of alcohol or drugs when they're really just suffering from dementia. So we want to make sure that they, you know, have the training and the skills they need to get them the help they need. They don't need to be in jail, because dementia, oftentimes people get real scared and act erratic and can hurt themselves when sure. they're afraid. So I'm excited about that, and that the Carrollton Noon Rotary Club allowed me to write the grant to get the funds for that. We're also going to be asking for some sponsorships to go along with it. We didn't get quite as much money as we need to get the professional we need, but the people attending will get their continuing education credits.
Okay, we're running out of time, so let's do a quick wrap-up of Day After Tomorrow, Annual Thanksgiving Fellowship. Give us a quick 60-second wrap.
All right. It is Thursday, which is Day After Tomorrow. You do not have to RSVP. The doors open at 9 a.m. at the Carroll County Gym. It's past the Sheriff's Department. It is a free event for senior citizens. Don't bring the grandchildren. You don't have to dance. You can come pat your foot, come and get the educational information. Come buy a raffle ticket. You can call Tanya Debick at 770-832-0189 at the Carrollton Center. You can call me. I'm Sandra Morris at 678-378-0985. You can find me at Laura Glenn at Carrollton at 150 Cottage Lane if you need more information. But I look forward to seeing you. It's going to be fun.
Come hungry. We look forward to seeing all the seniors Day After Tomorrow, the annual Thanksgiving Fellowship, brought to you by the Carroll County West Georgia Council on Aging. We thank Sandra Morris for coming in this morning. We thank our sponsors. Go out and make it a great day. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.
Thank you.
Thank you.